Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening, everyone. This is another edition of the NWAC South Fast Break Show. We do this show every Tuesday night at 9:30 Pacific time, and where we talk to four great coaches, four great human beings who are shaping the lives of young men and women way beyond the basketball floor. I am Gregory Crawford. You can follow me on Twitter at WC Hoops. And then at www.gregorycrawfordsports.wordpress, WORDPRESS.com, where every Sunday I have the NWAC Basketball Digest, where I do my power rankings for both the men and women. But I also love doing this show and love talking to this guy. He starts us off each week, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College, Trevor Hopp. Trevor, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Greg. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for asking. You know, you usually give a great summary leading off this program of your team, so the floor is yours.
Well, I think, you know, we played so many games here in the last week. It is hard to keep, but we had a really good game yesterday. Mount Hood down here, and we were one of the lucky teams. Our women played at 2, and we played at 4 on the Martin Luther King holiday. And we were able to beat Mount Hood, so hopefully that gets us back on track after losing a few in a row there. We lost at Chemeketa on Saturday, and last Wednesday I'm sure you can talk to Bruce more about it. Our game at Lane was just a great game, and they ended up beating us 112 to 108, I think, in overtime. So I thought we really played them well, and I think that game kind of got them going too, and he's on a little winning streak there too. So, and we don't get to rest. We get to play Lynn Benton tomorrow. They're coming down to our place. And they are a tough matchup. They're very long, and they play that 2-3 zone, and so we're going to have to try to attack them and see what we can do. So we'll be excited for that.
Yeah, and they're really an improved team, and they're playing some good basketball, and they won some good games, and so that is going to be a great matchup tomorrow. And, of course, Trevor, I am sure that every coach would probably answer this, that the best way to stop any kind of losing streak, whether it's one game or 10 games, is win a ball game. But are you happy when you win that, when you won that game, were you happy with the way you played as well?
Yeah, we really were. You know, we came out with great energy, and it just carried through the whole game. When you've lost a couple games in a row, sometimes to come out with great energy is a hard thing to do. So our energy level was great, and we really shared the basketball. And I thought, you know, we passed up good shots for great shots, and I think that showed at the end of the game where we shot, I think, over 50%. So, you know, we gave up a few too many offensive rebounds, but other than that, we were definitely happy with the way the guys responded. And you know, they've been great. They keep coming to practice and working hard every day, and we really needed that. So, you know, it's just a lot of games in a row here, and so we're hoping we can kind of replicate that tomorrow. But you just never know at this level. So we've done a lot of the same things, and I think we're ready to. But, you know, we'll just have to go out and do it.
Trevor, and you're an experienced, excellent basketball coach. I am sure that any coach probably would say as well, it's a lot more palatable to accept a few bad things if the players continue to have good attitudes and work hard. It's when teams lose games and the attitude stinks and the players are picking up technicals and all the other good stuff that I think really upsets any coach, as it should.
Yeah, that's a big part of just being a team, and that's what we've been stressing a lot this time of year is team and togetherness, and we're in this together and staying together and keeping a positive mindset and not letting those other things, you know, distract you. And so, you know, that's, you know, I think good teams are always having that. And you know, you, like you said, there's, you've seen some teams that, that fall apart and things don't work out that way. But chemistry and attitude and for us, you know, we talk about togetherness and just being supportive and, you know, helping each other out and being great teammates. You know, we want to do that all the time. So we've been stressing that and probably stressing a little more like lately.
Trevor, it's a time of year that when you've been going pretty strong for 2 months, you're playing a lot of games. Even with young people, is there a fatigue factor that sets in? And fatigue, as we've now studied through medicine, not only comes physically, but it comes mentally equally as strong.
Yeah, I think it's something we all need to be on alert for. And I think it's more the mental side also. That's the thing. And we all need to find a time to take a break and everything. You know, and we haven't had our bye yet. We don't have our bye until next week. So that's going to come, you know, probably a little late for us, but we're going to take it when it comes. But you're right. We need to be alert and be aware and be, you know, thinking about the fatigue level. And once again, I think what you said too, the mental side might be bigger than the physical side. They're young. They love to play. And sometimes we got to kick them out of the gym and you know, we just got to do that. We just got to take a day off every now and then to get our minds right and to help rest our mind.
Well, we never want you taking a day off from this program. Thanks for starting us off with great enthusiasm and a great job and great answers to questions, and have a good week. And we'll look forward to talking to you next Tuesday night.
Appreciate that. Appreciate being on the show and love everything you do for us and the NWAC basketball.
Thank you very much, Trevor Hopp, the head men's coach at Southwestern Oregon Community College. Now let's swing up to Eugene, Oregon, and talk to the before-mentioned Bruce Chopka. Bruce, you had quite a game against Trevor, and, you know, I guess a lot of people that I talked to were telling me instant classic.
Yeah, it was a good game, and, you know, we were fortunate to win. You never know what's going to happen over time and all that fun stuff, but it was a hard-fought win. Like I said, fortunate to win. The Lakers played really well, and we fouled a ton, and we actually fouled three guys out of that game, and it was quite the slugfest, but it was a fun game to be involved in. You know, it would have been a fun game to watch more probably, but it was a fun and challenging game to participate in, and was happy for our guys that they hung in there and handled their business, as we like to say, and came out on the winning end.
Bruce, I say this about everybody that I interview on Blog Talk Radio, the coaches, you're all terrific. You're all experts in your field. I want to ask you a question about overtime that you went into against. What makes you the most nervous when you go into an overtime game, with the exception of, obviously, the fear of losing that game? But what makes you nervous beyond that point?
Well, I think in our game with SWAC the other night, it was what made me super nervous is we were in big-time foul trouble, you know, and I didn't know for sure if our bench would respond, and they did a really good job, you know. And sometimes I think you need to use some timeouts to make sure your guys aren't fatigued and tired, but, you know, that didn't seem to be a problem with us. We seemed to handle that pretty well. So I think those are the two things, just recently being in the overtime game, that I was, you know, a little nervous about and didn't know, kind of thing. And, you know, we shot the ball really well, which was nice. Probably helped that, you know, we were playing at home, that kind of thing. But there's a lot of factors that go into it. You know, how many timeouts you have left and who has the hot hand. And, you know, when you think about it, that overtime period is a lot longer than, you know, you think you think overtime, and, you know, a lot of times you think, well, it's quick, and, you know, for some reason it doesn't seem to go as quick, and maybe, you know, because you're coaching and involved, that kind of thing. But, you know, you got to sort of play it out kind of thing and have some strategy and play the right guys, or try to anyway, and that kind of thing. So, and then one of the things that I don't like is when young people go into overtime and, you know, if your team happens to have, not every team does, but happens to have maybe some energy vampires, and they're pouting and whining about playing into overtime. I mean, that happened early on my head coaching career when I was at Napa Valley Community College in California. You know, you have maybe an odd group of guys that aren't challenged and inspired to want to win in overtime or play in overtime session. So, but sometimes you got to fight that energy vampire nonsense. But, you know, you just sort of fight a good fight with the cards you're dealt and try to make the best of it, I think, is the bottom line.
Bruce, who do you have coming up next?
Tomorrow we got we're on the road down to Roseburg. We play Umpqua Community College, and then Saturday we're at home against Mount Hood. So I think four games in 7 days. I feel like a little NBA action going on here without the frequent flyer miles, but it's a challenge. You know, I had a coworker yesterday come up to me and was just like, "Oh my goodness, 4 games in 7 days, you just got to be so crazy and tired and nervous." And I, you know, I just turned to the guy and said, "Hey, this is a coach's dream. You know, this is awesome. This many games in a short amount of days." And I know the players are absolutely loving it, and, you know, they're chomping at the bit kind of thing, because that's sort of why you do all you do, is to prepare for the season. And when they're coming at you this fast and furious, it's like, let's lace them up and let's go and see what happens. So it's a fun time, I think.
Yeah, my response to that coworker would have been, it beats sweeping the floors at night in the morgue.
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I always tell people it beats pulling the green chain at the wood mill, you know, it's or the lumber mill. It's a great way to make an easy living. So, or tough way to make an easy living, I think the saying goes, something like that. But what other way to be in the gym? I mean, it's just holy smokes pouring outside here in Eugene, and it's great being in the gym and being around your guys and trying to get better and that kind of stuff with the camaraderie and all that good stuff. So it's a fun time, and, you know, everybody's – some teams are fortunate to have a bye during this hectic little schedule we got here in the season, but, you know, it is what it is, and you just take the cards you're dealt and make the best of things.
And, you know, Bruce said, this will shock you a little bit. It'll probably shock all the coaches of the program, but I've really gotten into studying the brain for some reason, maybe because I don't have one. But, you know, I'm really realizing that he, like I asked Trevor, is equally as important to overcome as physical fatigue. And when the NWAC season's so condensed, I would think that's something every coach has got to watch. When you practice, when you're playing games, how you substitute everything, because it's such a quick season and it's so condensed.
Yeah, you know, I agree to that. I use the ghetto fabulous saying, "Is you got to sharpen your saw," you know, and there's times where you need some time away from the game, or there's even time when you need time away from each other, you know, and sort of decompress and that kind of thing. And I think all the coaches that are in tune with their team and the mental side of it is, you know, they say, "Hey, I'd rather have fresh legs in conference season than anything else." And coach told me a couple of days ago, at this point in the season, you sort of know who you are and play to your strengths. And, you know, you got to have some fresh legs to execute and play with passion. And, you know, I think you hit it right on the head, is you got to make sure and, you know, sort of refresh the brain, your emotions, your legs, all that fun stuff, and regroup and you know, compete like crazy and sort of see what happens, without a doubt.
Bruce, we'll talk to you again next Tuesday night. Have a great week.
You do the same. Thanks for doing what you do. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Thank you. That's Bruce Chopka, the head men's coach at Lake Community College. Now let's swing up to Portland, Oregon, and talk to Tony Broaddus, the outstanding coach at Portland Community College, the Panthers. Tony, good evening, and From a fan standpoint, I really enjoyed watching the game yesterday. Probably wasn't quite as exciting for you as a coaching staff.
Thanks for having me, Greg. Well, it was definitely exciting. It didn't end the way I would have liked it to end, but it was definitely an exciting game, as it always is at Clackamas. It was a lot of fun. We played well for a long time, too, but just not at the end when it mattered.
Tony, you have – I've seen you live now 3 times lately, and you have a nice team. It's not equating into wins, but you've got a nice group of players. How do you get to that W factor, in your expert opinion?
Well, you know, that's the magic question for us right now, because we're definitely struggling to finish and get the win at the end of the night. But, you know, just in watching tape and viewing everything, we just got to make some plays down the stretch of games. I mean, we were in the game last night with Clackamas, and we were up for most of the game. And then in the last 6 minutes, we execute, we get good looks, but we missed the shot, or we turn it over, and the other team goes down and capitalizes. So it's just, we just got to keep, you know, we got to stay after it. Guys got to stay focused, avoid the things that happen when you lose a lot of games and all the little negativity things that can creep into your system. You stay away from that and just keep fighting, you know, and eventually get a win and start to build some momentum. That's where we are, and we're going to keep working.
Yeah, I know you're going to keep working, Tony. And speaking of working, if people listen to this program from day one, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary. You're really key on rebounding. I thought for 3 quarters of the game yesterday, your team really was rebounding very well, and then it just kind of stopped. And I think that cost you down the stretch there.
You got that right. I mean, the big kid, Big Bowman, just absolutely took over the game, and mostly on the boards. I mean, he got about three of them in the last 3 minutes that were put backs and just grabbed them and pivoted and got fouled and put it in. Yeah, it's a crucial part of the game. We know it, and it cost us late in the game not getting them, keeping those guys off the glass, and then they did a good job of keeping us off the glass as well. And it turned out to be a win for them. You know, hats off to them. First class program, and we always enjoy playing them, and playing them there is always fun.
Yeah, it is always fun. It's fun playing at your place. Who's up next for you, Tony?
We got SWAC on Saturday. We'll be here at home. So we got a bye this week. So we kind of lucked out in terms of not having to play 3 games this week. But kind of like Bruce said, though, if you're playing well, I don't think you mind it. We would have, since we haven't been playing well, we welcome the break, a few days off, and we're not off, but a few days where we can regroup. But I can see where if you're playing well, you just love playing a game after, you know, one day break, play another game. Let's go.
Yeah, and what do you have to do against SWAC? Because they're playing some good basketball now. They've already beaten Clackamas once this year. They're a good team, but you have a good team as well.
Yeah, we're really confident that we're going to be able to pull it out. We'll get our leading rebounder back, Darrell Nelson. He's been out for 3 weeks, and we feel like we'll finally be at full strength. And Trevor does a great job. His guys shoot the ball real well. They, like you said, had a big win. So we know we got our work cut out for us, and we're just going to play as hard as we can and kind of let the chips fall where they may. We may have been overthinking a little bit, putting a little too much pressure on ourselves. We're just going to go balls, go as hard as we can and see what happens.
Tony, the mental side of the game, I honestly feel after studying my brain study, it doesn't make me a basketball expert. It makes me a brain expert. It's so critical. I imagine it is kind of good to get a bye this time of year, though, just to work on some different things, even if you're winning.
That's true. There's no doubt about that. And you can rest your guys' legs a lot of times and kind of heal, let some of the knick-knack injuries heal up. So, yeah, I don't think it's a bad thing at all. But it definitely helps if you need a few days to regroup.
Tony, I will see you on Saturday, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday night.
All right, thanks, Greg. Keep up the good work.
You betcha. Thank you. That's Tony Broaddus, the head men's coach at Portland Community College. Does a great job there, and here's another guy that does a great job. His team is really rolling right now. Cliff Wagner, the head men's coach at Clackamas Community College in Oregon City, Oregon, who is into his 400th year of coaching. No, he won his 400th game is what it was. Hello, Cliff.
Hello, Greg. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much. I can hear you. Congratulations on your 400th win yesterday in college coaching.
Well, thank you, and thanks on behalf of all the great coaches I've had a chance to coach with over those years as a junior college coach, and all the great players I've had the blessing to work with. So I've spent a lot of time this last 24 hours just thinking about those teams over the years, and it's been a nice little reflection. So thank you for that.
I think that's pretty special, what you thought about there, more so even than the 400th win. It was one heck of a college basketball game yesterday at Randall Hall. Both teams just fought like crazy, and I don't mean physically fought. They fought to get the win. And I kind of, Tony kind of alluded to it, Vince Bowman really turned it up in the final 5 or 6 minutes and practically took over the game.
Yeah, he really did. He made some big plays. Lately, he's been really doing a good job getting a lot more offensive rebounds, and he scored a few of those on putbacks. He also has recently really improved his free throw shooting, and so that's helped him score a few more points. So, yeah, he had a monster game, 35 points, 17 rebounds. Those are great stats. And I also thought Joey Baldwin gave us a lot of energy. He's getting back after being out for a couple of games with a leg injury. So he hit some big threes, and I was really proud of our kids. You know, it started out a real tough night. We told them that Portland was going to come out extremely determined and sort of desperate. It was a big, big game for them to try and, you know, get themselves going and make a run at a playoff spot. So I didn't think we were as prepared for as much energy as Portland came out with, and they did a really good job hustling. They got every 50-50 ball in the first half, I thought, and they really beat us on the boards, and they got some extra effort on that. And I thought we hung in there, and eventually we responded and turned our energy up, and we led the whole night, though. We trailed the whole night from the get-go, and we never led until Joey Baldwin hit a three-point shot that put us up 69-66. And then what I was really pleased with was our kids never, ever trailed again. Once they got the lead, they managed to make enough plays to keep Portland at bay and close out the game down the stretch. So I thought it was a really good NWAC game. It had high intensity. I thought kids on both teams made a lot of good hustle plays, and it was a very hard-fought game. And I just think it was a good college basketball game.
And I might add, it was a well-coached game by both teams and some great substituting at critical times and just a game where you wanted to kind of go on and on and on in overtime. Cliff, you it continues. You've got a tough week. You've got Mount Hood, and then you go to Chemeketa. And, of course, Mount Hood doesn't have that great a record, but if you look at the history of Clackamas Mount Hood games at Mount Hood, they've been unbelievable. And then they've been unbelievable at Randall Hall. And then Chemeketa is playing as well as anybody right now. And that's going to be a tough game on the road on Saturday.
Absolutely. So, you know, we're just looking at the one tomorrow night. You can throw out records when Clackamas and Mount Hood play. History has shown that it's more likely than not to go down to the last possession. So I expect a tight, close ball game tomorrow, and I hope we have the last possession at the end and make the critical shot down the stretch. But, again, another big game on the road, and like the other coaches have said, this schedule's really, really driving our lives right now, and I sort of wish I could take a day off and give the kids a day off, but it's just not on the schedule right now. So we've got the next one to play, so it's next one up.
Well, you know what? For fans, it's fun. For coaches, it takes a lot of thinking. Are you constantly evaluating, Cliff, this time of year, kind of the fatigue factor? And somebody that's out there saying, well, these are 19, 20, 18-year-old kids, but you know what? They're also students, and they got a lot of things going on in their life, and you got to monitor the fatigue factor, I think.
Well, absolutely, you do. You got to pay attention to their class schedule and their rest schedule, and the wear and tear that college basketball has upon their bodies. Even though their bodies are young, this game is very tough on the human body. This game is very tough on the human body, and your joints, your ankles, your knees, your hips, your elbows. If you play the game the way it's supposed to be played, you're going to feel that. And so we played Saturday, Monday, and we're playing Wednesday. We haven't really been able to have a full practice during that time. And that's the rest and the overall perspective that you consider at this time of year. Do you try and get them in drills and make them correct their mistakes, or do you try and do it another way? Do you talk them through it? Do you show them on film? Do you draw it on the board? Do you break it down another way? So it's time for coaches to be creative and thoughtful. And as was said earlier on the show, I think by Bruce, fresh legs trump a lot of things this time of the year. So if you're a coach, you got to be thinking about your team and fresh legs.
Cliff, in conclusion, you don't even have to mention it, but when you started thinking, as you mentioned, about 400 college victories, was there one that kind of just turned the light bulb on? I know there's been many spectacular ones, but did one turn the light bulb on for you?
No, I can't think of any one in particular. There've been the greatest wins over the years have been the ones for league titles on the line with big crowds and the games you play at the NWAC tournament, particularly the big games, particularly the championship games we've been in. Those are the ones over the years that you really, really remember.
Very good, Cliff. I will see you tomorrow night at Mount Hood. Going to make a quick stop at Oregon City, David Douglas. Then rush out to high school game, then rush out to see you play Mount Hood. So I look forward to seeing you.
I do too. Sounds like a great evening of basketball. See you tomorrow. Thanks so much, Greg.
You betcha. That's Cliff Wagner, 400 college victories, spectacular yesterday, and his 40th year into coaching basketball. So tremendous, tremendous asset to the game of basketball, way beyond the wins and losses. Good night, everyone. Thanks for listening, and get out and see an NWAC game, please. And don't forget to make your free throws.